Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Oh, goody. Today's the official start of the 2025 tax filing season.
Oh, yay. Ugh.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Everybody race home and get it going.
Oh, my God. I'm so ready. Story here. Changes at Starbucks might remind customers of the chain of old. Beginning today, several policies are returning to Starbucks locations in the United States. Part of CEO Brian Nichols' task of reversing sales and traffic declines at the struggling institution. The chain is bringing back condiment bars. After they were taken away during the height of COVID, baristas will return to handwriting customers' names on their cups using Sharpies. Both changes are part.
I always love that.
How do they do it now?
I don't.
They
I
print
think
off
it was a sticker.
Oh. Yeah. And to Dana's point, they always misspell the name every time.
Doesn't bother me.
Sam is a very easy name to spell. Somehow they misspell it.
How do you misspell Sam?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Some? Same?
I love the fact that they're trying to regain the portion of the coffee market that they have lost, but they lost that portion of the coffee market because people didn't want to pay $8 for a cup of coffee. Adding nutmeg to the coffee bar is not going to make them go, you know what, that $8, yesterday it wasn't, you know, that was too much. All of a sudden, it's a great deal.
Is that what it costs? I don't frequent Starbucks.
It's like $6.50.
Dan just laughed out loud.
Then they ask you that awkward question, and then they're just going to ask you a question there. Just press right there.
Oh, for tip.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that. Awkward dance between every. You just right there. There's a little question right there. Well, I don't want to answer that question.
I did. I got caught yesterday at Arrowhead. I tipped.
So?
15% after getting my own bottle of water.
Oh, Sam.
I didn't want to take the time. I didn't want to miss any game. I was in a hurry.
Well,
I didn't want to take
more time to hit 15 as opposed to zero.
Well, you have to hit
zero,
other and then
other
type
screen.
In zero. You have to hit other and then type in zero and then hit the green button. So I just hit 15% and said, see you later.
On a bottle of water that already cost you what?
Well, it was a bottle of water and two hot chocolates. And with the 15% tip, it was $48.
So you got one bottle of water.
And two hot chocolates.
Two hot chocolates.
Yeah.
And it was $48?
Uh-huh.
Was there a beer in there?
No.
A mixed drink?
No.
The hot
chocolates
dog
were
or...
not spiked. No. Nope.
Three beverages, one of which was a water, and it was $48?
You get something 48. Yourself. Pray tell, where does that tip money go? To whom are you tipping?
I'm not sure, but they got me. I didn't want to miss any additional portion of the game, so I hit that button and I said, see you later.
So you spent over $4 because you didn't want it in tipping. Over $4, probably closer to $7 or $8. Because
the crowd was cheering. Something big was happening.
They have TVs in the concourse. I've been there.
I got nervous and I hit the 15% and I regretted it.
It should be illegal to ask people if you want to tip.
On a self-checkout.
It should be illegal.
Because now I know what you're talking about, because I've used that self-checkout before. And
I'm not proud of it.
Are you ashamed?
I'm not proud of it. I'm actually very upset with myself. It would have taken 3 seconds.
Did you tell Mary Beth?
Yeah.
What did she say about it? She
you're
almost
dumb.
Broke up with you, didn't she?
She said you're dumb. And I was like, I know. I know. It got me. I was nervous.
Wasn't even hard.
What do they call it? Tipping anxiety? What do they call it?
Yeah, but
That's usually when you have a face-to-face transaction.
Yeah, yours is not tipping between you idiocy.
And a, not between you and a computer.
They were cheering. I didn't know what was going on.
You know who else was cheering? Whoever gets that 15% tip for doing absolutely nothing.
That's right. Isn't it a fundraiser?
Okay.
Trying to make it better.
Don't you remember that time I was at Macy's and I had had it? I had had it with the tipping and the rounding up. And the very nice woman, when she went to say, and hey, would you like to? I go, no. And then I looked up right as she said, the exact moment, right as she said, would you like to round up for the American,
harvesters or something?
No, it was the American Negro College Fund. And when I said no, I mean, I said it, of course, I go, no. And then I look up, and as the no came out of my mouth, and
she,
I know
she was
only,
saying Negro College.
It was like 64 cents. And then I looked like, you know, I was buying like luggage for $150. She happened to be African American.
Oh, God, it's getting worse.
And I
worse.
Was just like, can I explain? I just.
And she goes, no.
Put the shovel down. The show's over.
Yeah. It's not that I don't want to round up. It's like we are just over asked to do everything. And I'm still not sure when corporations ask you if you want to round up for whatever. I still think there's some kind of scam going on there.
We got to run the bonus hours next. Gosh. Check out our podcast at KMBZ.com. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.